Hi, everybody. If you're not normally for community church, welcome to. But if you are normally a part of Mafra Community Church, well, you're welcome as well. So it's good to see everybody here out on the street for Easter Sunday. Now, look, Easter Sunday is a celebration of the day that changed the world. The world has never been the same since the first Easter. The greatest enemy that people face is death. We're all going to die. And sometimes people call what happens after death the great unknown. It's no longer the great unknown because Jesus has been raised from the dead. And he says there's hope beyond the grave. If you're scared of dying, you don't need to be a minute longer. Put your trust in Jesus. Jesus is the one who was raised from the dead, having paid the price for our sins. Everything that keeps us apart from God was paid for the day that Jesus was raised from the dead. This is good news. It's the best news. You won't hear better news than this ever. You certainly won't find good news watching the TV news tonight or reading the internet. That's just full of gloom and doom, bad news. The other day I had to go to the city, and I live in Druin, down in West Gippsland. I had to get to the city. I decided to take the train. Walking down the subway to get on the Druin platform, somebody had written in thick black text in letters so large that you couldn't help seeing them, and very, very neatly, and he'd written, or she, I don't know who it was, but somebody wrote, "Jesus was just a politician, no God. Jesus was just a politician. No God." Now, if I met that person, I'd like to ask two questions, and I do so gently and respectfully, but I'd like to ask at least two questions. The first is, why pick on Jesus? You see, there's plenty of people from ancient history who thought they were gods. There were plenty of people from ancient history who were actually worshipped as gods. So back in the ancient Egyptian times, the Egyptians used to worship Pharaoh as God. The emperors of Rome were quite happy to be worshipped as gods. They had statues all over the empire, and people used to offer offerings to them. They were quite happy to be worshipped as gods. So why pick on Jesus? "Jesus was just a politician, no God," says the graffiti-writing fiend in Druin. Well, I'll tell you why people pick on Jesus. My dad used to say, "No one picks on a dead dog." And what he meant was, someone who's no bother to anybody, a dog lying in the corner, in the gutter, they're no trouble to anybody. Jesus continues to trouble people because he pricks at their conscience. The reason that this man wrote that piece of graffiti is he's trying to debunk Jesus. He's trying to put him down. He's trying to say he doesn't matter. And yet 2.33 billion people around the world believe he does matter. 33% of the world's population believe that Jesus is God. 33%. Well, the second question I'd like to ask the graffiti-writing friend is, if he was a politician, why have you even bothered to write? Because he wasn't a very good one. See, politicians are out for what they can, well, at best, they're out for what they can do for people, but usually we think of politicians as people who seem to be out to serve themselves. Jesus served others. But the thing about Jesus was that he said things and he did things that made the powerful people in his world so angry that they killed him. That's not good politics. Good politics, they try to survive. Jesus knew what he was doing was going to lead to him dying. For all the world, he looked like a failure. When he was hung up on a Roman cross, he looked like a dead criminal. Because in the Roman world, only the worst of criminals could be crucified. His disciples ran off and went into hiding. They didn't think he looked like any sort of successful politician. It was women who went to the tomb. And so the passage out of the Bible, and you've all got one of these, and I hope you'd like to take it home and read the rest of the story, but the women who went to the grave on that first day, they knew which grave they were visiting because they'd seen Jesus put there. There was no way that Jesus was not dead. Jesus is a real figure of history. Jesus really did live. And every ancient historian knows that Jesus really did come alive again, really did die. So why are we celebrating Easter? Why is it that his name even matters enough that you'd write his name on the wall of the Druin station? It's because he was raised from the dead, and that changed everything. Now, have you ever been to a shop and when you've gone down to pay for your stuff, they say, "Did you find everything you were looking for?" I've been to shops and that's what they say. They're trained because they want you to buy something else. Did you find everything you were looking for? Well, these women didn't find anything they were looking for because they went to anoint Jesus' body. They had special oils and perfumes to stop his body smelling bad. But his body wasn't there. When they went into the grave, there was no sign of a dead person at all. And so they returned to what remained of his followers and they told them the news. But the followers, the other disciples, they thought they were talking nonsense. They wouldn't believe. But then Peter plucked up the courage and went down and had a look at the tomb and came away wondering. Now here's something, friends. People say, oh, this is all make-believe. Well, it's make-believe that continues to fool an awful lot of people. 2.33 billion people around the world think this is a story that's worth pinning your hopes on. But if it was just a made-up story, back in those days, you would never, ever have had women as your first witness. Now, we live in a different world now, but back in those days, women were not allowed to give evidence in court because their evidence was regarded as suspect. If you were cooking up a story, you would never have made up women as your first witnesses. And yet they were, because that's what actually happened. Now, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he met with his disciples again and he put out his hands and let them touch him to see that he was a genuine human being. They ate with him. But one of them, Thomas, he bowed down low and he said, "My Lord and my God." If Jesus was just a human and not God, then he's either a liar who says something he knows not to be true, or he's a lunatic who doesn't even know what he's talking about. The only other alternative is he's the Lord of all. He's God in the flesh. So why did Jesus have to be raised from the dead? It was because he really was dead. He really had died on the day that we celebrate as Good Friday. He died because our sins, the things that we do which displease God, make it impossible for us to live with God, and yet we're created to live in eternity. Now, life's a gift. Every one of us has been given the gift of life. Not one of us chose it. And like any gift that's given, it's good to honour the intentions of the giver in the way that you receive the gift. You've been given life. What for? You were given life so that you could come to know God, the one who gave it to you. And if you've decided you can live without God, then one day you'll meet him on Judgment Day. And he'll say, "Well, what did you do with the life that I gave you?" And if you said, "Well, I've kept it for myself and lived only for me," that's an answer that will make it impossible for him to allow you to live with him forever. And that's a prospect just too gloomy, too depressing even to think about. Jesus died on the cross for you. He died to save you from your sins. He died to save you from all those things that you've contributed that make the world the way it is now. Jesus died instead of you. There's an extraordinary story that came to us from the Second World War. Back in 1941, when the Germans were rounding people up and imprisoning them in places like Germany and Poland and other places throughout Europe, there was a concentration camp that became notorious. It became very famous. It was called Auschwitz. It was a camp that was so hard to live in, but it was impossible, it was thought, to escape from it. Well, one man did escape. And so the commander of the camp wanted to make sure that no one else tried. And so he said, "I'm going to execute 10 people. 10 for every one that got away." And so he rounded up 10 people at random. And one of the men, on realising that he was going to die, and the death they had planned was a horrible one, they were going to starve them to death. They were going to put them in a basement and starve them to death. When the man realised what a terror awaited him, he fell to his knees and pleaded, "My wife, my children." He was overcome with the prospect of dying this horrible death. There was a Polish priest there called Maximilian Kolbe. And on seeing this man pleading, "My wife, my children," Maximilian Kolbe didn't have a wife and would never have children. And so he offered himself to die in the place of this prisoner. And so it took 2 weeks for the people to die. And that's an extraordinary thing. I ask myself, could I be that brave? I'm not sure that I could. But that's an extraordinary example of sacrifice. But it only did one man good. And even then, that one man died. Jesus died so that you could live forever. When you put your trust in him, when you turn away from the things that you've done that displease God, when you ask Jesus to forgive you, he gives you a new life, which is the only thing, he's the only one that can give it, because he's the only one that was raised from the dead. So here on this Easter day, Easter Sunday, we're here to tell you that Jesus was raised from the dead. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. That's the best news you'll ever hear. Jesus is no politician, that's for sure. He is God, God in the flesh, who died so that our sins could be forgiven, so that we could know the peace that comes from knowing God in our hearts today, and the hope that comes from knowing God that will guard us through all eternity. I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're going to sing again, and then we're going to have some hot cross buns. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that at just the right time you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to die for each one of us. I pray that you would help us all to search our hearts today on this Resurrection Sunday to make sure that our hope is in you. Please turn us all again to the Lord Jesus, the only one who can save us from ourselves and make us fit for your eternal kingdom. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.